Hello, friends. I just want to say that merch is officially launched. I'm sure you're sick of seeing us in these sweatshirts already, but I'm completely obsessed with them and all of the other items. Oh my God, I smooshed the trucker hat. But I think everything is adorable, and I just want to make sure you all know that it's out. You're like, shut up, Morgan. We know. But seriously, I'm obsessed with this drop. It's one of the ones I've put the most heart and soul into. Like, this drop started as a drawing, and it turned into this beautiful collage, and the whole what's in the box thing is only a thing because of you guys making it one along with us and Justin's enthusiasm for it. So I'm really, really excited for this one. It feels like it's truly becoming a community, and I'm hoping for the day I walk out in public and I see someone in a Too Hot Take sweatshirt, a hat, using the bag, drinking out of a tumbler. Like, that will be probably one of the happiest days of my life. So I just wanted to let you guys know that the merch is out, and enjoy the episode with Lore DIY. Here we go. Ready now. I feel like I'm sitting with my like little twin today. We're both crafty bitches.
Yes.
We both have imposter syndrome.
Heavily.
And we both like magic. I have tickets for the Magic Castle. We should actually go sometime.
Stop!
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean? So do you have like a membership, or you just like have like, you just like have a date that you're going?
I have a magician that sent us passes and I haven't rebooked it yet.
Because, oh my God.
Like, it's kind of hard to get in. You have to book months in advance. So that was like my last COVID, pre-COVID activity. We actually celebrated my birthday there. And then the next weekend, LA was shut down.
Honestly, though, kind of a good way to go out.
It was a really good time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can't regret that as, like, your last fun thing.
I kind of regret how drunk I got at the end. Like, my friend Lauren, like, literally, she inserted herself in the show, which was amazing. Like, it was so crazy. But she was, like, she was so smashed. She literally, like, flipped herself in the chair. And they were, like, I was borderline. We're going to get the band.
Yeah,
yeah. We're going to get the band.
What did you wear?
Like, a really cute little, like, cocktail dress, like, off the shoulder, black one. Or no, I wore a sparkly one that time. But like, it's really fancy.
It's super fancy. It's like a black tie situation.
Yeah. My friend was really upset because they asked her to like wear a scarf as a skirt because she wore a romper and she had already worn it there for like brunch.
Okay.
So she was like, I know it's good. I know it's going to be fine. But then when she got in, they're like, that's not dressy enough.
Oh my God.
So they made her tie like a scarf. Like, it literally looked like a big napkin, like a black sheer one.
Which obviously is more formal than the romper, than your giant napkin skirt.
It actually didn't look bad.
Okay.
But like, still, it just crushed her.
Yeah. And so, like, I get it.
She was upset the rest of the night, but I was like, I don't care. It's my birthday. I'm having a good time.
It's about you.
It's about me on that day. That's my day. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Two Hot Takes. Today, I'm joined by Lauren Riamaki.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Otherwise known as Lore DIY. Mm. Little crafty queen. You have your show on HBO.
I do.
Such a flex.
Honestly, like,
so crazy
when people, because I've been on the internet for a really long time, like 10 years, and so when people are like, oh, you fell off, like, it's nice to have that like one thing you can be like, okay but like here's just like this like one thing that I did that's like kind of cool.
I'm on, like, HBO. So like, come and, on, like, people,
we had 2 seasons, so even if I got canceled after 2 seasons, it's better than having just 1 season. And so like, it's my safety blanket of like one cool accomplishment that I've done.
That's amazing. It's so cool. I wanted to watch some episodes because I can still watch it if I have the Max app, right?
Yeah, that's all it is. I think regular HBO is just like gone now.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to use cable. We like don't have cable. Yeah. So I only know how to use the app.
I know. Well, I canceled my app after like Game of Thrones was done. So I
I get it.
I need to like re-get it again.
Yeah.
But you're into crafts and you also have your podcast, mm-hmm. Wild Till 9.
I do.
So my theme for you today is all things wild. Like, these stories are just going to be wild.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay, well, let's dive in.
Okay.
So, up first, we have, am I the asshole for canceling dinner when my boyfriend brought a bell to the diner to grab the staff's attention? This might sound bad, but I don't know if I was the asshole here. I, female 30, have been dating my boyfriend, Rhett, male 31, for 4 months. We live in a different town and he's not from here. He's American, living here. He usually visits on the weekends. This time, I decided to visit his town and eat out at a diner. Rhett was already there when I arrived to the diner. We talked some, checked the menu. Then, when it was time to order, he pulled a small bell out of his jacket pocket, lifted it up, and started shaking it. It produced a loud, annoying sound. My ears actually started hurting. I was so confused. I asked what he was doing, and he said that he was trying to get one of the waiter staff's attention. I said it was embarrassing and he should stop right then, but he kept shaking it. I cannot begin to explain the looks we received from everyone. I demanded him to stop, but he said not till someone came and took our order. I threatened to leave the place and cancel dinner if he wouldn't, and he kept doing it. Someone came already, but I'd already gotten up, took my purse, and started making my way out. He followed me and started arguing about walking out, but I told him that I couldn't take being embarrassed by him, and he got upset and said that he didn't get why I thought the bell was embarrassing. Explained that it was a perfect solution for no longer being forced to wait till someone shows up. I asked if it was acceptable to do this in America, and he said, yes, because it's a free country, and people there usually don't give a shit. But I said it's inappropriate and embarrassing here. He said I was being too sensitive and overreacted over nothing. He insisted we go back inside, but I refused. We ended up leaving. He kept on about how I ruined dinner by canceling it and offending him by acting like his behavior is shameful. I said I had a right to give an opinion on what he's done, even if he thought what he was doing, but he basically told me to get off my high horse and stop calling his genius idea embarrassing. He's been sulking for days now and wanting an apology. Maybe I overreacted. Maybe it's nothing where he lives, but it's just unacceptable.
Oh my God.
I would have ran away.
Oh my God. I have so many thoughts. That is revolting.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Also, like, I'm Canadian, so, like, but
I feel like that's where this is. I feel like this is, like, just the way they describe he's from America, but goes back and forth. I feel like this is
happening. Oh, yeah. It sounds right. To go back and forth, it'd probably be have to, like, somewhere-ish close.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't think that there's a single country where that is acceptable.
No.
Also, like, I served and I was a waitress for like 3 or 4 years. If someone ding-dinged a bell at me, I would shove that bell right up their asshole. There is just no chance that that is acceptable anywhere.
No.
I think everyone should be required to work in the service industry.
I completely agree.
I think it gives you character and makes you a more empathetic person. It
just humbles you real fast.
Oh my God. She needs to dump him.
I would have
100%.
I would have spit in his food if I was working.
Oh my God. Also, just like, I feel like it's like a, like half and half of like some people who are like, and I feel like you maybe do too, like have, restaurant anxiety where if something in my order is wrong, like I'm just like, no, it's fine. I'll just eat it. Like sending things back is my worst nightmare.
It depends on what it is. I'm so bad. I was a server forever too. I started serving when I was like 15 and served all the way till I was done with college. Yeah. So it was a long time. So if it's like little stuff where I'm like, you don't need to like send it back, but can I just get like, that fixed?
Yeah.
But like when I go out to eat with my mom, I'm just like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm so embarrassed. Some of the stuff she'll like send back or do. I'm like, mom, like,
it's fine. Like, it's like,
just leave the poor server alone. I know. But she would never ring a bell like this. Like, this is so bad.
It also makes me wonder that if he's got that entitled of an attitude in somewhere that's so public, like imagine the entitled attitude that he might have just like at home in the privacy of their own home.
Yeah.
Like imagine he rang a bell at her to like bring him breakfast in the morning.
Oh, I could see it.
Like fucking imagine.
I could absolutely see it with this one. His quote too, what does he say here? Yes, because it's a free country and people there usually don't give a shit.
Like, oh my God.
I'm getting really weird vibes from him. Like, I feel like I already know where he stands, like, politically. Just by, like, his comment.
Yeah. It's a free country.
Yeah, it's a free country, but it doesn't give you the invitation to treat people like shit. Servants.
Like, actual shit.
So bad.
Oh my God. So was there a follow-up? Did she stay with the guy?
So there is no update.
Okay.
There are some comments.
Yeah, what do other people think? I just can't imagine the type of person that'd be like, yeah, this is really cool and okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, his sulking after too. So someone points out, like, not the asshole. The sulking for days behavior is a serious red flag.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And she's like, yeah, it's also unbearable. I'm from America. He is an asshole. If that was okay, every table would have a bell. That's no so one would true. Go because it would be so loud and obnoxious. Get away from this guy.
That's so true. Also, like, if that was a thing, and okay, like, sometimes, like, at deli counters, they do have the little bell. Because, yeah. like, sometimes they're, like, working in the back, like, chopping up, like, a fucking cow or whatever. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the only time where it's okay. And you get to hit the bell once. Like, you get one ding. Yeah. And they've allowed you to do that ding. And that's the only time that a ding is okay.
If it's, I've, yes. If a bell is provided,
yeah.
ding away.
Ding away.
Bring in your
free
own
to ding.
Bell.
Do not ding.
Do not. Do not bring your own bell. Like, I don't know how she kept her composure so well. I think, like, a big thing for me too is watching how, like, when you go on a first date with someone, uh-huh. watching how they treat the service,
yes,
like staff or server, whoever is helping them, like, mm. that is, like, an either, like, turn on or turn off for me.
100%.
So, like, they're 4 months in, like, you're seeing your true colors, and, like, get out now.
yeah because they probably treat everyone in the service industry like a grocery store cashier, like, literally anyone in the service industry, like, with such a level of entitlement. Oh my god, what an ick. That's, like, ultimate red flag and ick.
Yeah, it really is. So the top comment, I asked if it was acceptable to do this in America, and he said yes, because people there usually don't give a shit. American here, no, it's not, and yes, we would. That's incredibly rude and beyond inappropriate. You are not the asshole, and your boyfriend is a rude, entitled asshole who would be thrown out of most restaurants in the U.S. for this sort of behavior.
That's so true. I never even thought about that.
I've seen people thrown out for less.
Same, 100%.
Like, especially out here in LA, the dress codes.
Like, just go, yeah, here's your napkin skirt or get the fuck out.
Yeah, literally the Magic Castle thing. I had a friend that had to, like, coat check his hat once.
Oh, yeah.
Because he, like, and it was, like, it was a restaurant downtown. It was, like, the Standard Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the Standard.
So it was, like,
yeah.
outside during the day.
That's kind of, like, and that's a lot.
They had him coat check his hat.
That's a lot. They also make him pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, here's, like, your $10
hat
check.
$10. Yeah.
That's the most LA shit I've ever heard.
And he was visiting me from Minnesota. And I was just like, this is not how it typically is. I'm so sorry.
You're like,
sorry.
I'm so sorry for this, like, really, like, bougie.
Pretentious shit.
Moment.
Yeah. Someone else goes, someone who considers them servants and not servers.
True. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's 100%, like... Like
some, like, Downton Abbey shit. Like, ring your bell.
Ring your bell. It's like, yeah. Okay, he thought that he was a king from Game of Thrones in the 1800s.
Literally. Asshole.
Oh, my God. When I hear stuff like that, I'm like, I can't believe. Like, it just is such a reminder that there are some real fucked up people out in the world.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, why are you still, like, why are you questioning yourself, too? In my head, I'm like.
Also, who are his friends and family that have allowed him to become this person? Like, he was, what, 31? It said?
Yeah.
Like, how did he get to 31 in life and he still is like, yeah, I'm gonna, here's my good old trusty restaurant bell that I bring everywhere with me.
I know, I wonder if that was his first attempt at it to, like, try to impress her.
Imagine.
Like, oh, I'm visiting you, like, this is how it's done in my country.
The delusion. Oh my god.
It's embarrassing. It's quite embarrassing. Which, so is this next one.
I'm so excited. These are great. It's just such a reminder that there really is a whole gamut of people out in the world.
It's wild out there. Literally. Am I the asshole for ruining my wife's work and eating the food before she could take pictures of it?
Oh my God.
My wife runs a website dedicated for cooking and recipes. She takes pictures of food before we eat, whether it's lunch or dinner, and posts them on her Instagram account. To be honest, I'm annoyed by having to wait so long for her to get the perfect shot of the food after decorating it, adding this fork, and removing that salad dish. It just takes so long, and I lose my appetite from just waiting until she's done. This has become the norm, but yesterday I decided I was having none of it. I came to found that she had cooked an entire feast for her, quote, next cooking project, and put it on the table. Note, by that, looking at the whole table setting, I figured pictures had already been taken, right? But no. She said she was going to take a few pictures and I had to wait. She went upstairs to get her camera. That's when I grabbed the spoon and started filling my plate from every dish she made and ruining the look as a result. I was hungry and unwilling to wait for around 10 plus minutes to eat. She came downstairs, saw the damage, and blew up, almost crying, saying I just ruined her cooking project that she worked hours for, as well as putting efforts into. I said I was hungry and couldn't wait, but she kept yelling how much of an obnoxious jerk I was for not waiting until she took pictures of the dishes she made. Even said that this was an attempt for me to sabotage her success. I said, oh, please, enough with those conspiracy theories. I'm just hungry and couldn't wait till she got the perfect shot. We had a big argument, and she went upstairs crying. I finished my food, then went out to cool off for a bit. When I returned, she'd threatened that she'll never have me eat anything she cooks, and said she'd rather throw it in the garbage than give it to an ungrateful, obnoxious jerk like me. I said this wasn't cool, but she told me to go fuck myself. I said fine, then went to spend the night in the guest room. She texted me the word jerk about 15 times till I turned off my phone. Today she has gone complete radio silence. Am I the asshole?
Motherfucker, you are 100% the asshole. Are you kidding? I mean, like, one, should I start texting people jerk just like 15 times over? Like, love that.
Yeah.
Love the pettiness.
Very aggressive energy that I'm here for.
Aggressive energy.
It's well deserved.
But I think, like, just like overall, he obviously doesn't have any respect for what she does.
None.
Like, literally none. Especially too, and obviously, like, he doesn't elaborate on what their, like, half and half maybe financial situation is like, but it's like, if that's her full-time job, then it's like, you should be grateful for a single dish that she allows you to eat. Because, like, yeah. I have a friend who, that's like her main thing, is that she does like all the cooking content, and a lot of the time she just like sends it home with friends or like donates it or whatever it is, and like her boyfriend never expects that it's for him. Like, he's like, this is her job. And like, oh, yeah. If there's leftovers, great. But he doesn't go into it with the expectation of like, she's cooking this for me. It's like, buddy, fucking reality check. Like, that ain't for you.
No, this is her livelihood. That's why I kind of picked this one, because I was like, it's so relatable. It's kind of like any job. Like, this is literally her job. She runs a website dedicated for cooking and recipes, which like literally sounds like what you're describing, like your friend, Remy, right?
Yeah. Cooking with Remy.
Yeah. So it's like, you don't know like how invested she is in this. Like, this literally could be her full-time job, her livelihood. So like, she probably spent hours cooking. Like, cooking, oh my God, it's no easy task.
Are you kidding? I'm on a meal plan and I live off Postmates. Like, I have so much respect for people who can like whip up a whole feast.
It's incredible. So the fact that he literally purposefully, like she said, it wasn't even an accident where he was like, I thought she was done.
Intentional.
It was so deliberate and intentional that it's like, I think her texting him jerk 15 times is honestly an underreaction.
Should have been 20.
Maybe 50.
Maybe 50.
This is just, it's so rude. And I just like envision like the same thing with you and your crafts. Like, it's literally would be like you doing like the DIY YouTube clothes or whatever it is. And then someone just coming in and splashing paint all over it.
Right. Or being like, hey, I'm going to go wear this and eat spaghetti. You know what I mean? Like, that's like the same energy. I also think too, like, I have more understanding and empathy, because I feel like you hear of significant others, boyfriends, whatever it might be, of an influencer who's like at brunch and like just wants to like take a picture of the food before they eat. Cause like, I've 100% been like, babe, like, don't touch your latte. Like, I just want to like, give me just like a quick Instagram story. Cause there's a cute like little leaf on the top of it.
It's adorable.
And it's like, I give myself 60 seconds to do that. And we have like an understanding that like, I would never make him wait like a long time to get an Instagram story. Cause like, I'm not a fucking food blogger. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason that I should be staging a whole photo shoot at the table of like a casual lunch. Like, there's just no reason. And so like, I understand when the significant other of an influencer gets impatient in like those moments, because they're just like, that's just like for funsies. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there should be like a mutual understanding that there's like a certain amount of time that's like acceptable. But like, that's an entirely different situation.
I completely agree. But also, like, what does he say? He has to wait around 10 minutes.
I'm like, boo fucking who?
Just go eat a saltine cracker if you're really starving. Like,
I ate saltine crackers on the way here.
I love saltines. I live off them. So it's like, you can't tell me you don't have like one snack in your house that where like you're starving.
You're going to die.
Waiting 10 minutes is going to ruin your appetite. Yeah. Like, you can't tell me you don't have one little snack that you can just take a nibble of to tie you over.
Also, like, welcome to 2022. We do have microwaves. If your food needs a little warming, you're going to survive.
Yeah.
I think that I would break up with him. Like, I know that she wasn't like, should I, it was more like, should I forgive him? Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
But like, if he doesn't respect what you do and like so much of your career takes up so much of your life.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't respect that, that's like him not respecting the majority of like what you do.
Well, and they're married.
Oh, they're married?
They're married. So it's like, you, like, unless this is a recent thing, but like, even so, like, be supportive. Like, this is your wife.
Right. Not only does she, like, probably financially, like, contribute to the relationship, but also if she cooks you all of your meals, you better sit your ass down and be appreciative.
I know. I want to message him and find out what the name of the account is so I can go toss her a follow.
I know, right? The foodie account. I'm so here for it.
Top comment on this one. You're the asshole. What the actual fuck? Sounds like this is her job or at minimum an important hobby. Keep a Lunchable and a juice box in the fridge.
You child.
For when you need to act like a child.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, that's top comment with 60... Math here. I'm have to round. Oh my God. 69,000 upvotes.
69,000?
Yeah.
It like brings me a level of comfort to know when people can all come together and agree when someone's being an asshole.
Yeah. That's why I love it. Like overall vote is asshole. So everyone was just like right on the money.
We're on the same page.
They called them out.
Yeah.
I am going to see if there's any updates. There are no updates. No comments even from OP being like, okay, I get it. I messed up. But 11 days ago, so I'll keep my eyes peeled.
It's always so interesting when people like that, like, I feel like you see the opposite perspective of like her maybe like leaving the comment and like wanting reinforcement and everyone's like, yeah, like what the fuck? Like he is the asshole.
Yeah.
But like when he goes to leave that post and he's looking for the reinforcement and it's like, what is wrong with you?
He literally wanted people to be like, yeah, waiting 10 minutes to eat. That's so rude.
Yeah. Oh my God. How? Like, no, like I would never stand for that.
I think he was looking for like,
he's looking for backup.
Yeah. What's that account? It's like, Influencers in the Wild.
Yes.
Where it's just like dissing people for like
making content
in public spaces. Yeah. And like some of it, it's like, no, like admire that person's confidence to like do a full on TikTok dance in the middle
in
of
the
street, a ferry, whatever. There's one that I saw though, where it was this like woman and this girl was like sitting at this table eating, but it was like by a window. And this lady comes up and like the mic would be this girl. And she's like, taking pictures out the window, and the girl is like sitting there like trying to eat, and she's just like, what is happening?
That's uncomfortable.
But like this is so acceptable, and just this dude is delusional.
I honestly have like public photo taking anxiety because of Influencers in the Wild. Because if I end up on that account, like I will have to quit my job. Like that'll just be the end. Like I'll have to not be an influencer anymore if I end up on Influencers in the Wild.
I had an experience.
Oh my God.
And I thought I was literally gonna end up on that. I was in Chicago at Lollapalooza.
Okay.
And my boyfriend, being in music, he had these like special passes through his like whatever that we got this like private little drink area. Mm-hmm. And so there was like this really cool wall, and it was like almost like a printout wall. Like it just had
like a step and repeat.
I don't know. I'll pull up my Instagram picture, and like if you're watching on YouTube, I'll insert the Instagram I have from it. But it was like this really cool like art background wall that like almost like Coachella. Like you want to take a picture in front of the art installations, yes. And like you're at this festival. I flew from LA to Chicago. I'd never been to Lala. Like it was just a really fun time for me. So it was me and my boyfriend. And I had him take like some pictures of me. And I like rapid fire. I like just having my options. I go through them after.
Yeah, 300 options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I like take a couple and go check. I'm like, oh, let me fix this. I just really didn't like that. And so I go back and we take some more. And there's this group of people that are sitting there and snickering at me. And they're like, I remember when I was an Instagram influencer. Ha 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 ha. And I'm like,
I would sob.
I literally like, I go sit in the grass after and I'm just like.
I hate people like that though. Also too, like when there's, okay, one, you're at like a public event where there's like specifically art put into the environment because they want it to have the exposure of it being on social media. Like, I just hate that energy so much. It makes me so self-conscious.
Yeah.
And
it was so bad. But then on the flip side, like I went to Coachella and like Revolve Fest.
Yeah.
Like I magically got in there somehow. And the energy there is the total opposite. Like everyone is like, yes, girl, get that shot.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Everyone's so about it. And I'm just like, so you just need that energy.
I know. I love that energy. I actually remember that same thing. Like, because they had so many specific, like, photo areas, too, because they know.
Wheel.
Yeah, the Ferris the
pool,
wheel. The carousel.
The flower.
Yeah, the flower thing. Hill. Yes. And everyone, like, is so respectful. Exactly. They're like, yes, girl, get it.
They wait their turn.
Ugh, like, that is the energy that we need. Especially just, like, you know that everyone there is a content creator. And I just, there's such a stigma of it being cringy. And
yeah, this guy is like perpetuating that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's such a stigma of it being cringy, and it sucks because like it's such like an actual career path. And when you ask kids now, like in school, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Everyone's like, I want to be a YouTuber, I want to be a gamer, I want to be a streamer, a content creator, an Instagrammer. And so like, I don't know, I'm so over it being like looked down upon.
Yes. And like, I think it's so amazing like for kids to have that idea versus like non-traditional stuff and like embrace their creativity. Like there's that one little kid that's on YouTube that just reviews toys.
Ryan?
He made like 23 million one year, didn't he?
He's one of the richest YouTubers like in the world.
Yeah. And yeah. So it's like dream big, kiddos. Like
seriously. Or even like if you want to go have a traditional job, but you also like want your like content creator side hustle.
Yeah.
Go do that.
I know.
Go get your little coin on the side.
I know. I had a lady I worked with at the hospital that I used to work at, and her daughter was like 4, and she's like, yeah, she wants to be a YouTuber. I'm like, I'm not a YouTuber. I just like have my podcast on YouTube. There's my imposter syndrome. But I was like, let me help you. Like, let's get her set up. Like, look at the toy kid.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's on it yet. So
she okay, give be. Her a few years.
I know.
Give her a few years. She'll be there.
I hope so. Okay. This one's a little more lighthearted and hilarious.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for being obnoxious when my mother-in-law showed me pictures of my husband's exes? Pretending we were playing Smash or Pass. My mother-in-law doesn't like me very much, I don't think. I was visiting her for the holidays, and she was showing me a book of pictures of my husband. I feel like she doesn't care for me and purposefully looks for things to make me insecure. She showed me a page with a couple pictures of my husband and other girls. All very couple-y photos, a prom photo, a picture of him kissing a lady, and a picture of him on a boat with a different lady in his lap. And she made a comment saying that his first girlfriend was so pretty and also a Christian. As a joke, I said, smash, pointing to one of the pictures. Then at another, pass. And at another, smash. And she was like, what? And I was like, wait, what was the game? Smash or pass? And she again goes, what? All confused. I said, quote, oh, were we not playing smash or pass? She asked what that is, and I said, oh, it's a game where you decide if people are hot. Like, if you think they're hot enough you'd sleep with them, you say smash, and otherwise you say pass. I figured that's what you were doing for talking about how hot that chick is. She said that she didn't understand, and I was like, come on, it's fun. She said that it was really inappropriate of me, and I said it was just a bit of fun. She got frustrated and asked if I was serious. I said, oh, not literally. Like, I'm not trying to actually sleep with anyone. I thought we were just talking about who's hottest. She said that was really wrong of me, and I said that I thought she was trying to gossip about which of his exes were hot and which are not, from what she said. She slammed the photo book shut and called me childish, which is fair. Like, I kind of stole the joke from TikTok after all. Am I the asshole for being obnoxious about my mother-in-law showing me pictures of his exes?
I mean, that's hysterical.
I love this one. I love it.
That's hysterical. And I don't think she is the asshole. Honestly, no. Like that sounds like something that I think is totally appropriate.
I agree. Like, what were her intentions of like showing her all these pictures and being like, she's so hot and she's a Christian? Like,
oh my God. My boyfriend's mom, on the first time that I ever like spent a day with her, we also went from like 0 to 100, so like I'd never met her, and then she came and stayed with us for 6 days.
Oh, that's quite
and so
the intro.
It was like a lot. It was it like is, a lot. Yeah. And so like on one of our like first days, we were at lunch, and like I wasn't raised religious whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so she asked me if I had grown up in a church, and Jeremy just, my boyfriend just like fucking left me out to, like left me out to dry.
Oh.
And he just like took a step back and just like watched the whole thing unfold. Because she's like pretty, she's pretty Christian.
Yeah.
And then she made a comment about how she just wanted to raise a specific political party and a good Christian boy.
Oh God.
And the whole thing, I was like, yeah, this is, yeah. It was just so uncomfortable. I mean, Jeremy just stood there and enjoyed the whole thing. But like in those scenarios, not that my boyfriend's mom is like this whatsoever, but like I definitely have heard stories where there's horror stories of mother-in-laws not being happy with the choice or like being like really hung up on one of their son's old girlfriends that they thought that they should have like been with. Mm-hmm. And but like that sucks. Like that sucks for her that she'll have to like deal with that dynamic for the rest of her marriage.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like a mother-in-law from hell. And like, you know that she did some petty shit at their wedding. You know that she like did petty shit just like all throughout like their I'm just like picturing her going to shop for her wedding dress and like extending graciously the invite to the mother-in-law. She comes and like makes petty comments and shit the entire time. That's like the dynamic that I'm picturing.
I could see that 100%. And I think too, it really speaks a lot. Like they are married.
Yeah.
Like signed, sealed, delivered. Like yes. case closed.
Give it up.
Give it up.
Give it up, lady.
This is like.
Right. Like what's the intention? What's the intention? Like for why? For what?
For what?
For what?
Why?
I also like, I feel bad. You know what though? I think that she played that perfectly because she went off of the mom's lead.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, let's play Smash or pass Kathy. You know what I mean? Like she, she was going off of like what the mom was saying of like how hot someone was.
Yeah.
Cause like, did she just expect her to be like, oh my God, yeah, she's so pretty. Oh my God. Yeah. She's so pretty. Oh my God. She's so pretty the whole time.
I wish he would have ended up with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what were you looking for?
Right. Like what, for what?
I hope she felt stupid. Like, I think this is, like, honestly the best way she could have handled it. Uh-huh. I really hope she just felt so silly.
I think there's a high chance, too, that their relationship will never be ideal. So I think her being able to, like, have a little lighthearted moment out of it is probably her best coping method.
Yeah, definitely.
To survive that dynamic.
It is a really... I can't even imagine, like, that passive-aggressive, like, bring out the photo book. Yes. And, like, not even passive-aggressive. That's just fucking aggressive.
That's just aggressive. Yeah, like, show me the baby photos. Show me the baby photos.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like, show me the awkward, like, puberty 13-year-old stage. Like, show me that. Like, let's laugh at that.
Also, like, I think it's so weird. Like, even the pictures she picked. Like, she picked one that had a girl sitting on her son's lap.
Yeah, like, that sounds, like, really intimate. Also, like, why do you still have that photo? Like, I get having prom photos. I get having, like, your semi-formal photos because, like, that's a moment in time. Like, yeah. I get that. My parents still have those probably somewhere in a photo album. But, like, intimate photos of you on vacation with another girl on your son's lap. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Something's just not mathin' over here.
The math ain't mathin'.
It's not. It's something's off. Like maybe a little bit of like emotional incest or something. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Top comment, not the asshole. Next time, bring a photo album of all your exes and go through them with her. Quote, oh, here's Mark. You know what was great about him? He didn't have a mother showing me photos of his exes.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. That's good. That's absolutely good. You know, I approve that. I think it's a good coping technique and I support it.
Yeah. Someone else goes, make sure to point at the least conservative looking one and say, quote, she was definitely not Christian. you and my boyfriend Justin had the same experience. The first time he like really met my mom. All is well now. I think she like, she realizes he is like,
signed, sealed, delivered.
Yeah, like God, yeah. Like God, I don't want to use like God's gift. Like I'm like, like I don't know. That's just, what's the saying where it's like, but he's like better than buttered toast or like.
I don't know if I know that one. Sliced bread.
Yeah,
sliced bread.
The bread one.
Do love buttered toast, but I think it's the slight like the new invention of like how
what's that saying?
what is we're that having one? Like brutal like bread metaphors happening yeah. right now.
Better than sliced bread.
Best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
That's it.
Alex over there saving the day. Yeah, that one. He's great. He, like, last summer, we have, like, an old farm, and we have, like, a 100-year-old barn on our property. And me and him, like, patched up all the wood. Like, literally, we're out there with a saw. Like,
oh, my God.
DIYing it ourselves. Yeah, it was crazy. And, like, painting it. And we got on this, like, big tractor thing. And my brothers are very capable of helping.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat there drinking on the sidelines, like just sitting there watching us with a beer.
Right. Like, as your boyfriend's like slaving away.
Good job, guys. And my mom literally looks at him and he's like, I'm so grateful for you.
And that's the moment that he became the best thing since sliced bread.
There we go. Just wrapping
we
it
got
up
there. We got there.
Okay. Up next. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to stop buying NASA-related things?
Oh.
My girlfriend, 24 female, and I, 27 male, have been together for 3 years. For as long as I can remember, she's obsessed with astronauts and NASA shirts. Her dream job isn't even to be an astronaut. She just thinks they're incredibly aesthetic and loves planets and admired astronauts. The issue is, it makes her look incredibly smart when she reveals the admiration to other people and the fact that it's childish to be this into NASA and astronauts and not have it as a dream job. I have no issues with that particularly, other than the fact that my girlfriend is absolutely terrible at math due to ADHD, so even if she were to be involved in NASA, she'd suck at it. It's an ongoing joke with my girlfriend that she's terrible at math, and we have a laugh about it. The other day, we were banging out our mutual friends. My reading errors today are hilarious. The other day, we were hanging out with our mutual friends, and she showed them pictures of her new NASA/astronaut-themed bed sheets that I had no knowledge of her even buying. I lost it there. I told her to stop being so obsessed with NASA and astronauts, and it makes her look childish when it's not actually her dream job, and to stop wasting her money on things like that. She looked shocked and got up and left. She hasn't responded to my texts or calls in nearly 24 hours, and I don't want to show up at her apartment. My friends are telling me I fucked up, but I felt like she needed a reality check. Am I the asshole?
I think he's kind of shitting on a pretty harmless, like, interest.
Yes.
And also, like, you can be appreciative of something. It's like, it's not her fault that she's shitty at math.
I suck at math.
I suck ass at math.
Math is hard.
Math is fucking hard. And, like, the amount of people, like, the tiny amount of people who are experts in the level of math that you need to be an astronaut is, like, so tiny. So, like...
Minuscule.
Minuscule. And so, it's like, if she wants to be into NASA and it's not hurting anyone, like, I could see if you shared a house and maybe, like... you don't necessarily want the NASA bed sheets. Like, I can see there being a conversation there that maybe you want something a little more neutral. Mm-hmm. But if she wants to, like, have an astronaut Lego set, I'm trying to think of, like, other things that could, like, be in the room that are, like, not so, like, in your face. But it seems like a really harmless interest.
It's so dumb. And it's, like, the sheets. Like, who's going to see your sheets besides you?
Yeah, truly. If they make her happy, like, shut up.
Yeah, I, like, I know you have a thing for plushies.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that. It's, like, Squishmallows. And, like, the amount of naps that my boyfriend has taken on a Squishmallow that's on the couch, like, they're elite pillows. Harmless. And now he, like, kind of enjoys them.
Yeah, that's like this. It's, like, the same thing. It's, like, who is it hurting?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why does it bother you so much that she finds happiness in one small little thing? Mm-hmm. And NASA, like, apparel, like, it's – I have a NASA sweatshirt.
Oh my God, are you kidding? It's like everything on Urban Outfitters. It's like that's just like a trendy like logo right now,
it's
too.
It's everywhere. It's like making such a comeback. It's just everywhere. So it's like,
I feel like he's being kind of manipulative too when he is obviously like when he talks about how she's too stupid and she'd be a really bad astronaut because she's not smart enough. Like there's something weird and deeper going on where he's trying to belittle her almost. You know what I mean? Like, because he's mad at this interest because she's not smart enough. Like, I just don't understand, like, why he needs to put her down in... It's one thing to be like, oh, Or, like, you know, if a guy's really obsessed with video games, like, girls are like, oh, like... I'm annoyed that he's obsessed with this thing that I don't understand. Like, that's common. But for him to also put her down just, like, in her intelligence is, like, really shitty.
What are the qualifications for being a fan of something? Like, do you have to meet certain qualifications? Like, it's just – it's weird to me.
I mean, this is, like, she's even obviously more interested and has much more knowledge than, like, if I wear a band tee – I'm wearing a Harley Davidson. Do I have a motorcycle shirt? Fucking no. Like, have I been on a motorcycle? Like, yes, maybe once. But it's just, like, a shirt that I like.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't have to be any deeper than that. I don't know. I feel like he's, like, going so hard on something that I think is obviously much deeper for him.
Yeah. Well, and, like, to the band tee point, it's, like, I have a friend that I saw her tweet the other day. And she was, like, I wore, like, a band tee in the grocery store. And the cashier asked me to name 3 songs.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a thing with women typically is, like, you have to almost prove your level of dedication. Like, you almost qualify to be wearing that band tee. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, it's...
You have to prove yourself.
Can't someone just like the aesthetic and the look of the shirt? Like...
Yeah, it could be your favorite band, or also maybe you just like the colors of it. Like, whatever, shut up. It's like, it's not hurting you.
Yeah.
It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Let the girl have her NASA sheets.
Oh, I just don't get it. I do not get it. So the top comment on this one,
I'm curious because this, I feel like, could go either way.
He was voted asshole overall.
Good.
I think he ended up actually like deleting his post.
Because he's embarrassed that he was wrong.
Moderators removed it. They locked it because people couldn't be civil. So people were kind of going off.
I wish like that was the thing that could, we could like apply in real life. When people aren't being civil, like we just end it. We just cut it right there.
So top comment, you're the asshole. By your standard, everyone who collects sports memorabilia when they weren't a pro athlete is a fraud.
That's such a good analogy.
Yeah.
That's so perfect. Good. Yeah.
Like, that's like the thing. What do you need to do to qualify as being a fan of something or like just having a general interest in it? Like, there's no qualifications. Like, you can like what you want to like.
That's such a good analogy. That's perfect. Weird. Also, like, the world is fucking hard and people are mean and like everything sucks. So it's like if she finds a little joy in a NASA sweater, like, let the girl live.
I know. And someone replies to the top comment. They're like, is there any world where you're not the asshole? You're crapping on her for something that makes her happy. Mm. You're crapping on her for, quote, looking smarter than she is. Do you not see the problem with that? Why do you feel the need to put her down?
Truly. It's like when, like, he sounds like the type of guy that would, like, if she put on glasses, he'd be like, oh my God, like, are you trying to look really intelligent because you're fucking stupid?
You're bad at math because you have ADHD.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Bringing, like, mental health into it too. Like, absolutely. Like, no. No. Immediately no.
Maybe that's why I'm bad at math. I also have ADHD.
I don't have ADHD and I also am bad at math. It's just, math is hard.
Math is so hard. Oh my God. My high school math teacher literally just passed me to get me.
To get you. Yeah. To just
let me graduate. Yeah. Get her the fuck out of here. I was such a bad student. I didn't go to math for like a whole month.
And you still passed.
Still passed. You just want to get rid of me.
Yeah.
don't even ask me about Sokotoa. Another comment. NASA has found a multitude of potentially habitable worlds. In none of them is he not the asshole.
Touche.
That's a good one.
That's great. He's not welcome on any of those. No. Any of those other worlds.
Yeah, they brought the science into it.
Yeah, they really did.
I like it. They're smart enough to wear NASA stuff. Such a dick. Okay. Well, that was an easy one. What to do next? I have so many tabs pulled up. I'm just like a little tab queen over here.
Oh my God, I love it.
I like did a little Instagram thing and I was like, does anyone like have any Reddit stories they'd want to see Lauren answer? And a lot of people wanted me to give you like proposal stories.
Oh my God.
Or wedding stories. Like, do you get that a lot on your channel? Like, when's your boyfriend going to propose?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
I
think anytime you're in a public relationship, people are just like, they get so attached to like the relationship. They're like, when are you going to propose? Like, when are you having babies? When are you getting married? Not that my mom doesn't also ask those questions, but
daily.
It's like when you have a public relationship, I feel like people are all about that.
Yeah. I find that like I love the proposal stories. The wedding drama is like, I just love it.
Oh my God.
There's
yeah.
so much to it. And so, like, I made a comment about a ring, and I was like, I think that's really cute, but, like, that's not what I would want. And, like, everyone in the comments was like, look at Morgan dropping proposal hints. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like, that is not a hint. That's just, like, I'm just obsessed with rings. So they told me proposal stories. So
okay, let's go. Oh, I'm so excited.
We have, you know what
it was,
one.
Too, is that, like, I used to publicly talk about how much I would absolutely die if I ever got put in a situation where I was part of a public proposal.
Oh my God.
Like when people get proposed to like on the Jumbotron at like sporting events or like with a flash mob.
I was thinking flash mob. Literally what I was imagining.
Die in like not a good way. Like die in a way that I would probably say no, because if like my significant other didn't know me well enough to know that I would hate that, then we should not be together.
Oh, did you see the proposal? It was like, it went viral on TikTok. He proposed in the center of like Times Square and she like walked away like in her heels.
Yes,
just like
yes.
booked it out
yes.
of there.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. I would like, I'd be the same way. I would die. Just absolutely die.
I want to like really have, I like, I keep seeing this one and like my For You page is so targeted, but it was this one where it was like trees that like framed like an ocean sunset and there was like a candlelit path. And I'm like, that's what I want.
Like intimate and pretty.
Yeah. With a photographer in the bushes. Just because like, I want to like scrapbook it.
You want the memories.
Yeah.
You want the memes. I always say that too. I'm like intimate and like nobody really else there except for the photographer in the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, we're on the same page. So this one, am I the asshole for refusing to do a Titanic themed wedding?
Oh my God.
My fiance, 33 male, is obsessed with the Titanic movie and wants our whole wedding to be Titanic themed. I, 23 male, don't really like the movie that much, and I figured that it'd be unfair to theme our entire wedding about something that only one of us cares about. I told him I wouldn't mind some Titanic references here and there, but he started crying and said he wants the whole thing to be Titanic themed because that's, quote, the wedding he's always dreamed about. He then stormed out of the house and hasn't spoken to me since. This was 2 days ago. I feel bad for making him cry, but I still think he's being unreasonable. I spoke to my parents about it, and they said that if I want to get married, I need to learn to make sacrifices. So I should just go along with it? Am I the asshole?
I just don't think it's fair that only one of them gets a dream wedding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think that he's right in the sense that, like, there can be lots of nods to it and referencing it in, like, different cool ways.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, almost, like, more fun to, like, have that sprinkled in. It's, like, a thing that you guys, like, both know that, like, the color scheme or, like, this one photo op or, like, the napkins have little...
Yes.
I don't know.
The little, like, garnishes here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think that's tasteful. I don't know. I just don't think it's fair to, like, for only one of them to have the dream wedding that they've always wanted.
Well, also the theme. The Titanic, like, itself was grand and beautiful. Mm. So if you have, like, the string quartet and, like,
yeah.
Like,
oh my
a
God,
little
true.
SS and their last name on napkins, like, kind of the ship theme and whatever. Like, that would be really cute. But I'm, like, thinking about it, and I'm like, the Titanic didn't have a happy ending. Like, Jack went down.
Literally. Do you know that I saw the Titanic for the first time this year?
What?
I know. I never watched it.
My boyfriend's never seen it.
Yeah. You know what it was? Is that, like, it's always been on my list of, like, movies to watch, but I know it's so long that it's a commitment.
It is such a commitment.
So I was just, like, always not saving it, but kind of, like, putting it off. Mm-hmm. Combination of saving it slash putting it off.
Yeah.
But I just saw it for the first time. And so now I understand that. Oh, also, I just, like, have a lot of beef with the fact that they both could have fit on the door.
It's been proven.
And I know it's controversial, but I just really feel like I came out of that movie knowing that he could have fit on the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least, like, they partially could have both hovered. Like, come on.
Yeah. I just.
The love of your life that you just had this whirlwind romance with on the Titanic. You go down together. You make it off the sinking ship together. And you're going to just, like, let them fade into the cold water?
I know. Ma'am, check yourself.
It makes no sense. Like, I would not let Justin sink like that.
Oh, yeah, no. Or, like, we take turns.
And it was so close, too. She was so close. She got that whistle soon after.
Yeah.
Like, just a couple more minutes. Come on.
I know. Yeah, I think they need to find the compromise. I think in the same way that he's being told to, like, make sacrifices. And, like, I feel like I don't love the word sacrifices. I feel like the better word is compromise.
Compromise.
Yeah, like, sacrifices just, like, has such a negative connotation towards it.
It really does.
Yeah, sacrifices, like, I hate people like, oh, you both have to make sacrifices.
Like, that in itself, like, kind of,
it makes you feel like you're giving something up.
It insinuates, like, suffering
yeah,
on
and
one
like
person's
loss.
Part. Yeah.
And I don't love that. I feel like compromise is the better way to kind of phrase that.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, so there is an edit from OP.
Oh my God.
He came around today and said he was sorry for overreacting. It was just something he'd been really passionate about for ages. We agreed to have a dual theme for our wedding, Titanic and Batman slash Gotham.
Whoa.
Because I'm a big Batman fan. Thanks, everyone, for your mostly helpful advice.
Okay.
I want to see pictures.
I know. I'm dying to see photos of, like, what the aesthetics of this wedding looked like.
What's it going to look like? Yeah. Well, this was only 28 days ago, so... I'll message them.
Oh my God, to see if there's photos afterwards.
I'll see if we can get some pictures down the
road.
Oh
my God.
But, like, at least they're compromising.
And also, too, I think it balances out that he wanted, like, a pretty obscure theme as well, too. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I feel like some people are like, oh, I'd love to do, like, a burgundy and gold theme. You know what I mean? Like, a color scheme where he's like, I want Batman. Like, that's just, like, so intense and, like, a very specific theme.
Yeah.
But I think it works out that they both have, like, really specific, like, cultural media
yeah.
choices for their, like, niche wedding.
I agree. I've seen a lot of Star Wars themes lately.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, someone planned their wedding on, like, literally May 4th.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, May the 4th.
4th be with you. Yeah.
And so their whole theme was, like, Star Wars.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what, though? Like, if you're both into, it's like when you see Disney weddings. Like, when you have two Disney adults that like, diehard. I'm like, do you? Like, if you're both down for that, like, do you?
I know. That's a real big commitment. I'm a Disney adult. But, like, even that, I'm like, oh, you guys. Like, that's. But they got some cool ballrooms, I guess. And Cinderella shows up or something.
Oh, my God. Actually, that would be a vibe.
Yeah.
That would be an absolute vibe. I didn't even think about, like, the
ballroom aesthetic.
The ballroom aesthetic, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Top comment on this one. Does he know what happened to the Titanic?
Oh my God, our reaction exactly.
Yeah. What does a Titanic-themed wedding even look like? Uh-huh. You drown a bunch of poor people and don't have enough seats for everybody?
True.
Everyone is cold?
True.
Not the asshole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good... I feel like I've never really done like a deep dive into Reddit, and I feel like there's just absolute gold on this website.
It's a gold mine.
It's a gold mine.
Another comment. Not the asshole, but one of them gets shoved off the floating door and into the water to die, even though they both could have fit.
Yes. Yes. Preach. Oh my God. I'm going to die on that hill. Like, I just feel so strongly about it.
There's literally been videos where people have, like, recreated the door. I don't want to say it was, like, a Mythbusters, but it was, like, that basically, type of channel. Yeah. And they literally, like, recreated the door, put it in a pool, and, like...
like, found, like, people who might have been similar size and weight to see if they could both float.
It worked.
Ugh.
It worked.
God.
Yeah. Super weird, but really happy on the compromise.
I can't wait to see pics.
I know. I'm going to... Hopefully it was a throwaway account. So like, it's kind of like a fake account that they don't like return to. Yeah. So hopefully they see it and send me pictures someday. Another wedding one next.
Oh my God. I love these.
The wedding ones are really, they're spicy.
Tensions are just so high for weddings because there's so many opinions involved and there's so much money going towards just like one singular day.
It's insane.
It's crazy. My mom wants nothing more than my boyfriend and I to elope. Like, she wants nothing more. Like, she's just not here for any of, like, the wedding drama and stuff.
I think, like, that's, like, one of my boyfriend's biggest, like, stressors mm-hmm. is, like, our wedding and, like, the drama he knows he's going to have to deal with.
Right.
And so, like, I think, like, the more and more I see, like, elopement stuff, like, there's this one TikTok that he showed me that, like, perfectly describes it. And it's that's the sound that's going around on TikTok from, like, Interstellar mm-hmm. where it's, like, people screaming at their past selves. And it was like, I'll insert the TikToks or like post it on the Instagram so people like get it. So I'm not spinning my wheels here, but essentially they're like standing outside the door, banging on the window. Right. And the audio was like, no, no. And so it was like POV, like we're watching ourselves a year ago planning our wedding when we wish we would have just eloped.
Right, and spent so the money.
They're like banging on the window just being like, no. And they're like looking at themselves through the window just like happily sitting there like planning a wedding. And so I feel like it's a really common thing these days for people to want to elope.
I think also too, after having 2 years of canceled weddings, people are like, do we even want to bother? Do we even want to go through the trouble of all of this? And like, don't get me wrong, like I'm someone who like wants a wedding, but my boyfriend and I both, like if we were to get married, we both have such small families that like we already are set up for like a very small intimate wedding, which I think is such a relief. Like
so nice.
When families, I've had boyfriends in the past who are like Italian or whatever, and they've got massive fucking families and you can't just like not invite half the cousins. And so it's like you're like working towards a wedding of like upwards of 100 people.
Yeah, their family list is at least 60.
Literally. And then plus it's like, do they all get to bring dates? And like, okay, now you're at 120.
My friend got married last year and she planned her wedding. So it was like going to happen before COVID. Mm-hmm. When her guest list was like, they were doing that and the COVID wasn't a thing. I think she told me she was at like 260.
See, I'm like, where do people get the money to, like, pay for all of this, too? Because it's, like, if it's $100 per person for, like, a seated table for, like, all the meal, like, that is crazy.
And she had a plated dinner, too. And I'm just I'm so fucking lazy. I'm going to, like, hire food trucks.
Dude, that's the move. You know what, actually, a lot of friends have been planning, especially, like, after having to kind of, like, have creative solutions the last couple of years, is, like, do something small with, like, your closest friends and family and then plan just, like, a big-ass party.
That's what I want.
A few days later, I'm like, that is so smart. And then you can do the food truck thing. You can have, like, dessert bar and, like, not have to do, like, a whole formal thing. You don't have to have, like, the head table and, like, the speeches and stuff like that. Like, it can just be, like, a fun night where people can, like, come through on, like, low-key and, like, low-pressure.
Low-key. Yeah. That's what I love. That's what I want. I want to, like, elope so, like, we still have that moment for ourselves.
Yes.
He doesn't have to deal with the stress. So then, like, the wedding day, you're not stressed because you already, like, it went off without a hitch.
Totally.
And then you're just, like, just partying. And if people want to, like, be dramatic, you're not ruining our day.
And also, like, when you think of people, like, if you have a wedding of 200 people, the amount, like, the chance of someone getting too fucked up and doing something really obnoxious and, like, ruining a small part of the wedding
oh, yeah.
is, like, kind of high.
The odds are not in your favor.
No. So it's like if you do something small and intimate with friends and family where it's like in like a more controlled environment and then people want to get fucked up and do crazy shit the next day, like,
yeah,
totally fine.
Yes, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I
feel like we're aligned here.
Yeah. Same vibe. So this one, am I the asshole for suggesting to my fiance that we make our honeymoon inclusive to our friends? It's going to be bad. I'm getting married in 7 months, and 1 week after the wedding, we will plan our honeymoon, which will be in a resort of our country, around a 2-hour flight. The place we're going has always been a dream destination of me and my friends. When I told them where we'd plan our honeymoon, they said how jealous they are and how they wish they could also go. I told them that we could consider the idea of making this a friend-inclusive honeymoon, and they were very excited with the idea. Sadly, for many years, we hadn't been able to plan the trip with the guys to that place because our conflicting schedules, but now pretty much is easier for us to be able to align our vacation days. So I thought it was a great chance. I announced it to my fiance the other day, and I thought she'd find it a cool idea. But she got completely mad at me and started crying and telling me how much of an inconsiderate asshole I am. I tried to explain to her I didn't do it with malice. I simply thought it would be a good chance for the guys to experience it. And I even told her she can tell some of her own friends if they want to join in. She told me that I'm ridiculous for insisting that this is a good idea and how she felt horrible because I'm inconsiderate because I made my honeymoon into a friendship trip when it's supposed to be about the two of us. She also says I'm an even bigger asshole for discussing it with my friends and getting them excited about it when I didn't consult her. And honestly, I think she's right on that part, and I might be the asshole. On the overall idea, though, I didn't think she'd mind that much. I thought it sounded fun. Am I the asshole?
Oh my God. I mean, I'm glad that he's like self-aware enough to know that he shouldn't have talked to his friends first to get them hyped up before like bringing the idea to her.
Yeah.
And like, is he dumb? Is he literally dumb? Okay. Like I kind of thought that this was going to go in the direction of like, maybe they have a bunch of friends who are also in couples that they hang out with all the time. Like, yeah, you've got a friend group that are all friends, but like, he's very much making it seem like that'll be a boys' trip.
It's a boys' trip.
That's a boys' trip.
This is not a honeymoon. This is a boys' trip.
This is a boys' trip.
Your wife at that point tags along.
Yes, right. It's a bro. It's a trip for the boys plus your wife also there.
So bad. So cringy. Just...
That's so bad. That's so bad. And like, I will say, like, I hang out with a lot of the same couples like all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a world where if I was going somewhere for, just say I was going on like a long ass honeymoon for 10 days.
Yeah.
Like maybe the first 5 days are just us. And then like the second half could be like the other couples come.
Yeah.
If we're both like down for that. But also like the main point of a honeymoon is to like go on a trip to be like, oh, like we're newlyweds. Da, 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 like let's do fun things together.
Well, especially at like a nice resort that's probably really romantic. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, you want that time to like, the stress of the wedding is over.
Yeah.
I want to relax, have great sex. Like, that's what the honeymoon is for, not for the boys.
To black out with your bros and then go try to have sex with your wife afterwards. Like, that's not, I'm sure that's not the honeymoon that she was envisioning.
No, like I would, I'd be crying too. This is giving me, I just saw it recently on like, recommended thing. It was probably on Barstool, but it was like this wedding party and all the guys were like standing there like being bros, the groom and his dudes, and then the bride is sitting there holding the Saturday are for the boys flag.
Oh, that's so Barstool right there. That is, that's the Barstool brand in a nutshell.
And I'm like, I would be rather caught dead than do that on my wedding day.
100%. I would rather die.
Call it off.
Yeah, just call it off.
If my fiance wanted me to do that, we're done.
100%. And also, too, like, if my fiance asked me to do that and, like, thought that was a reasonable request, like, bye. You're done. That's it.
You're done.
Head on out. You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
Don't get it. Top comment on this one. Quote, hey, babe, my bros will be hanging with us on our honeymoon. Aren't you, like, totally stoked?
Yes, accurate. Accurate, accurate, accurate.
Like, I just don't. Maybe just some people don't understand what a honeymoon is.
Did they say how old he is? It sounds like college bros. This literally sounds like College Bros just being like, oh, like this is our like spring break trip.
Yeah, no mention of ages.
It sounds like an immature type of bro thing.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you want to go on a trip with your bros later, like, go plan that later. Like, the fact that, like, this is your honeymoon, like, bro, read the room.
What happened to the bachelor party? Like, why?
Yeah, true. That's what that's for.
Why couldn't you have, like, if you know that you wanted to go to this place with your guy friends for so long, why wasn't this a part of your bachelor party? And then you recommend somewhere else for your honeymoon.
Literally. You're so right. What happened to the bachelor trip? That's exactly what this is for. The bro time.
The bro time. Another top comment, it's a honeymoon, you fool. She's in for a hell of a marriage.
Seriously, oh my God, yeah. If he's like got the, I mean, at least he's aware enough to know that the order that he talked to people in his life about it was wrong. So like, it gives me hope that like he's got half a brain. The other half though, I'm a little concerned.
We gotta come around on all of it.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I think I would point to this being very young, like maybe just right out of college. Like
it feels young.
It feels like one of those schools where it's like ring in the spring or whatever.
What does that mean?
There's like a school, I think it's Baylor in Texas.
Okay, so Canada doesn't have frats and stuff like that. So like I don't know any of like this.
I have like a mutual friend that went there and their whole thing is like senior year, it's like ring in the spring or like
like you get married, like you propose in the spring.
Yes. So if you're like not engaged your senior year, for Baylor students the phrase ring by spring brings about many different emotions. If a couple is dating by the time they graduate, the expectation is that they should get engaged. So it's like a thing.
Oh my God. Ring in the spring.
Ring in the spring. So this is giving me kind of like those vibes where they're just maybe is a little immature.
Right. It reads young. It reads young for sure. It's giving young energy.
Yeah. It's a weird vibe.
And by young, I mean immature.
Yes.
By young, I mean immature. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like age wise, but yeah, just he's a little off. Has some growing up to do. Plan your bachelor party more accordingly, friend. And I think you'll be fine.
Is it okay if I pee before we do the next one?
Of course. Yes.
5 minutes later.
Also, every time I go to the bathroom, like in the last 24 hours, I think about that one story about how when the guy poops, he puts the towel over his lap. I can't stop thinking about it. Every time I go to the bathroom and I like look at my own hand towels, I'm like, imagine.
It's so bad.
I can't even imagine. People are crazy.
Fecal matter flies everywhere too. Like that's why they say like you can't have your toothbrushes out on the counter.
Yes. Oh my God.
Because then there's poop on them.
We have like I'm lucky and like my bathroom is like the toilet is in like its own room.
Oh, I love that.
I know, and it's the best.
That's so nice. Well, then it's like you can also have another layer of protection if you're going to be noisy.
Yeah, like, true. There's just another door.
Yeah, I like that. Last wedding one. We kind of went ham on the wedding theme. Am I the asshole for not wanting my fiance's friend in our wedding party?
Ooh.
My 26 female fiance, 28 male, have been together for 4 years. He's been friends with Maya, female 30, for 6 years. They're fairly close, but she doesn't like me much. It's usually not an issue. Some people just don't mesh. We don't mesh. Edit to add, there's no heavy animosity. We can be near each other fine. We just don't talk when we are. We don't actively hate each other, just prefer not to hang out together. She isn't against us getting married and likely would say yes to being a bridesmaid to make him happy, but isn't pushing for it herself. We're recently engaged and he'd like to have her be a bridesmaid. I don't. He wants her in a dress matching my bridesmaids on my side, participating in things we're doing. I said absolutely not. She doesn't even like me. I've seen wedding photos where one bridesmaid clearly doesn't want to be with the bride and I don't want that. Plus, I really only want the women closest to me as bridesmaids. I suggested she wear a black dress to match the men's tuxes and be a groomsman. He said that will look dumb, and he doesn't want to do that, because he's dead set against including her on his side with the men and their activities, and I'm dead set against having her with me and my bridesmaids. He said I've effectively said she can't be in the wedding. I argued he's just as much at fault for not budging as I am, but he said, I'm the only one being unreasonable. Mind you, his only reason for not wanting her with his groomsmen is, quote, that's dumb. Just let her be a bridesmaid. Am I the asshole for not budging and basically keeping her out of the wedding party, according to my fiance?
Okay, I actually haven't been a bridesmaid yet. I feel like all of my friends are just starting to like get engaged and stuff now and like having babies. So it's like, I feel like I'm at the forefront of a lot of this drama. So I can't personally attest to like having gone through this yet or like even like picking my own bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I totally agree that like she, the friend, also I'm like sketch. Like I wonder if like they've done stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, have you hooked up in the past? Like why doesn't she like you so much? Like it seems like there's like a weird possessiveness over the guy from this Maya girl's side. And I'm like, okay, like what's happening here? Like this feels like sketchy.
Definitely.
I kind of feel like maybe the answer would be that for the photos, if it's so important for the guy, she wears the bridesmaid's dress and she's in the photos, but like she just, maybe there's a mutual understanding that like she doesn't participate in like the other shit because like if they don't like each other, like why would they want to be forced to spend time together, especially when like the mutual friend, like the boyfriend, like isn't their fiance or whatever, isn't there.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I think her even compromising and being like, have her wear a dress and stand on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even offering that, like that makes the most sense. And it's like, if it's your friend and it's so important to you mm-hmm. that you want her in our wedding,
yeah.
then she stands on your side. Like, I don't think, like maybe he just doesn't get like asking someone to be your bridesmaid is almost like, for a lot of people at least, it's like a badge of honor. It's like, thanks as like, thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being my friend.
Right.
I'd love to have you stand next to me on my special day.
Right. That makes sense.
So it's like you said, like they don't even like each other. They're going to hang out with hair and makeup all morning. And like,
this and girl, like going to bachelorette, do like the wedding dress shopping together. Like neither of them want each other. And also to like the energy of like having to think about if that girl is, what was her name? Maya is like the friend. Like if you have to spend your day worrying about how Maya is going to impact the dynamic of like your big fun activities of like bachelorette or like going dress shopping and stuff. Like you don't want to have that like cloud following you around on your special days.
Yeah, no, it's just uncomfortable. Weddings, like we've said, are already so stressful as it is. And like to have someone who doesn't like you, who you've known for 4 years, like she's not going to wake up and be friendly. And like,
so true. Right.
It's going to make for an uncomfortable situation, uncomfortable wedding. I actually, like I'm trying to find the picture as I like sit here and multitask. I'll find it for the YouTube eventually. But there was a wedding that Vogue did.
Okay.
And it was beautiful. And I don't know who it was in relation to the groom, like a sister maybe, but this girl wore like a super fitted, trendy, like tux.
Fun.
And it looked
like
so,
like a bougie ass pantsuit.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was just tailored so well, still like very like feminine. And like you could tell like she was kind of like a girlier girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked so good. And so when I saw that, like I'm kind of in the boat with like my boyfriend has like a cousin who like they grew up kind of like siblings. They're super close. And he was like, well, he didn't even like – we were just talking about who would stand by us. And I think he's kind of nervous because – like I have more friends, and he was just like, it's going to be hard to compete with like how many people you have.
Right. Cause that he feels like it should be even on both sides of numbers. Right. Yeah.
And I was like, well, you'll have Josie standing next to you. And he was like, you can do that. And I was like, yeah, like you can have her next to you. Like,
Why not? I think it's actually kind of dated to think about how like guys have to all be on one side and girls have to be all on the other side. Like I think about now, like how many like gay guy best friends I have.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to make them go stand on the other side. Not that like Jeremy wouldn't be friends with like all these people as well too. Cause like a lot of our friends are like intertwined.
Yeah.
But like, I just feel like people have girl and guy friends. Like, and so I don't think that you have to like separate them just for the sake of like what the aesthetic of like the old school photo has to be.
I know.
Like I think we can move on from that. It's time.
I think so too. My friend Rachel got married. Gosh, she's been married for a while now. And she had one of our guy friends stand next to her. He was like her man of honor.
Cute.
And it was adorable.
Yeah.
And so there's so many fun ways you can do it where it's just like it doesn't need to be old and archaic. And it's
totally.
I mean, the fit, I will find this. And if I don't find it by the time you leave, I will literally send it to you. I have it pinned on my Pinterest board.
Like, of like how good the pantsuit was.
It's so good. Okay.
And also like there's usually like some kind of color scheme. You know what I mean? Like between guys wearing like the pocket scarf or the tie, yeah, or even doing like a full out like jacket in that color. Like, I don't know. I just think people are doing so much more fun stuff if they want to like really stick to that whole like separate and have specific numbers of people on both sides. Like, I don't know. I just think it's like your wedding, if they're your photos, like, yeah, whatever you want to do.
Well, I think he's being like, his behavior is honestly concerning, where he's almost like kind of flipping it on her.
Yeah, seems pretty stubborn.
It's so stubborn, like a little gaslighty, like almost, mm-hmm, where it's like, you're the one keeping her out of our wedding party because you won't have her on your side. It's like,
it's very like there's only one way to do this, and because you're not doing it my way, that means that like it's not gonna happen at all, and that makes it your fault.
Yeah.
Is like the vibe that he's giving.
Which makes zero sense in this. And it's like, at the end of the day, this is your friend.
Right. You figure it out. Where do you want your friend to be? Where do you want your friend, like, put her on your side.
Like, easy. I'm responsible for my side, my people. Yeah. Those are my people, uh-huh, I get to pick. You pick your side.
Right.
If she's that important to you, where you want to honor her by having her in our wedding, mm-hmm, then she goes on your side.
I feel like I do have friends that have like family politics though, where like sisters of their fiance that they don't really like, but then the sister they have to ask to be like in the,
yeah,
bridesmaid sides. Like, I don't know. I feel like it just gets so much. My boyfriend and I are both only children, which is like kind.
Oh, wow.
I know. Seriously, like we're both from such small families. So I feel like we get to take a step outside of so much of like the family politic drama.
That is so, like, I, Justin, my boyfriend's an only child, and I've literally, like, I think it's so, like, only children together, mm-hmm, like, do you want only one kid? Like,
yeah.
If you've yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I literally, like, I told him, I was like, we have to have at least two, because, like, I feel like when you have another sibling, you kind of, like, get a little bit of a shared burden. So, oh, just so interesting, like, yeah, you two only children.
Does Justin only want one?
I think he's down for more than one. Okay. I've kind of said I refuse to have just one.
Yeah. I will say that as an only child, I turned out okay.
Yeah, no, you're great.
Even though I did take the burden of everything, I understand. I definitely understand that, yeah, perspective. But like being an only child, like my parents are also like still together. Our family is like very tight.
That's super nice.
But yeah, I understand. I feel like because we both only know how to live a lifestyle of being the only kid, like as a parent, I feel like I would lead by example of, like, how I was raised. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, like, I just, like, don't know how to manage. Even, like, dogs. Like, I love just having, like, one dog.
One dog.
I think, like, one dog and one offspring sounds really good.
I'm glad you guys have it worked out. That's, like, honestly the ideal situation. Because then you both, like, know. And it's, like, you don't have, like you said, siblings to deal with.
Yeah.
Or inviting your wedding. And now I'm thinking about it. I'm, like, did my sister-in-law have me in her wedding just to,
right,
be nice? Amy, top comment on this one, not the asshole. It's his friend. She should be on his side. Maybe he's trying to force this on you to make you two get along, but that's such a bad idea that definitely won't work.
Right.
Don't budge.
Right.
And OP actually responds, that's what I was thinking, but I feel like it only make it so we go from not friendly to really hating each other.
Yeah, it's just going to get worse.
Weddings are not the day to make friends.
Literally, that is the worst possible day for you to be forced to be friendly.
The worst day.
The worst, like, you could not pick a worse day.
No. The next comment goes, I can't be the only one who sees fiance's flag on the play here. OP, I'd, ooh, halt further wedding planning until you can get to the bottom of this. This would be a good hill for me to die on, but let us know what happens.
Oh, damn.
Which kind of brings me back to what you said, where, like, it's kind of fishy. Like, did they hook up before?
Right.
Because I have really, really good guy friends that, like, maybe I'm just not close enough with them, like, these days to where I'd have them stand next to me, but I would never, like, force that on Justin and be like, you have to have my friend,
yeah,
like, Tanner, stand next to you.
Yeah.
Like, so why is he forcing it so much?
Right. Like, for what?
Yeah. Well, and he took it so seriously that, like.
Also, if he's been friends with Maya for 6 years and she's been around for 4 years, there's, like, a 2-year little situation there where it's, like, did something happen?
Well, I think, like, I see a lot of stuff recently where, like, guys are very telling on themselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, this one video I saw was this girl was, like, my boyfriend was asked to spot a girl at the gym, and he was okay with it. But then I asked him, if I asked another guy to help spot me at the gym, would he be okay with
right.
it? And he said no.
Right, right.
Or like the other example is like, are you okay with your girlfriend having guy, like male friends?
Yeah.
And he was like, no. And she was like, well, why not? And he said, because I know they just want to hook up with her.
Right. So it's like, okay, are you – so when you swap, so everything's coming together.
Like you just told on yourself.
The math be mathin'.
Like, so you believe that guys can't just be friends with girls.
Right. If that's how he feels.
If that's how he feels. So yeah. It's kind of like this situation where like it is 2 years. That is a lot of time. And like, did you have feelings? And then like they faded or
– like what happened?
Did something happen but then you just realized it wasn't it? Like mm-hmm, what mm-hmm. – there's something more. Yeah,
there's something fishy. There's something fishy for sure.
Something's fishy, but I would stand my ground. I would.
I'm also surprised too that like if they've been dating for 4 years, that him and this girl, like it's one thing if they were childhood friends. They've been friends forever.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, oh, they're such an important piece of like my entire childhood and like growing up. And like, we're still like, we'll always have that bond. But it's like, if you've only been friends for 2 extra years outside the relationship, like, why are you still so close that you – it's so important that you're, like, willing to, like, die on this hill for her to be in the wedding party?
I'm getting bad vibes now that we – the more we
– yeah, the more we, like, dig into this. Yeah. Yeah, there's something going on here.
I'm getting bad vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just peek if there's an update on this account. No, it's a throwaway account. Mm. No updates.
Damn.
But there are some comments from OP just, like – it's just like very responsive, like responding, that's a great idea. I think people are offering her like a lot of other solutions. Mm-hmm. And someone was just like, you don't want her in your wedding, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I think you misunderstand me. That is what I want. I want her to be one of his people.
Right.
Which like, it's not fair. This whole thing, like it's not fair to ask your significant other to put one of your people on their side.
Right.
It has to come from what
I agree.
They want.
Totally agree.
But yeah, lots of comments. So I'll post the link for this one. But yeah, It's not good. I'm getting bad vibes.
Yeah, bad vibes for sure. There's red flags all over this.
Yeah. I'm kind of concerned. I'm going to have to message her too. I'm messaging so many of these people today.
Do they ever respond back and like tell you more?
Some people do.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Some people do. But then a lot of people don't. It's so frustrating.
I right. And you want to like know the end of like how can you put such an intimate piece of like of your life onto the internet and not do a follow-up?
And
like,
not update us.
I know.
People want to
know.
We're
invested.
Ugh. Last one for you.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for asking my boyfriend to stop emulating Winnie the Pooh? Do you see where this is going?
Yeah.
So this conflict came up recently because I, 24 female, moved in with my boyfriend, 25 male. The issue is that he has started walking around the apartment and spending most of his days completely bottomless, dick out with just his shirt on. He calls this... quote, Winnie the Pooh-ing. He told me he started it during work from home because he thought it was funny to be on Zoom and just not have pants on. I'll be honest, it makes me a little uncomfortable for him to just constantly have his penis out in front of me, so I've requested he just wear boxers at least. He thinks I'm trying to be too controlling and that I should appreciate his body. However, it just feels kind of unsanitary and weirdly dangerous. He was cooking with oil and a drop of oil spat out of the pan and landed on his penis. So am I the asshole for not wanting to constantly look at my boyfriend's penis?
Get your dirty ass crack off of the couch.
I was just
Get
thinking
your
that.
Dirty ass gooch off the couch.
The amount of stories I've read from people being like, my boyfriend slid his ass off of my bed and left a skid mark.
I would die. We'd have to break up. We'd have to break up. I'm kidding. But like, that's just so.
I think it's fair. It's
also like how to make a penis not sexual immediately. You know what I mean? Like if you're seeing a flaccid dick, which is not the most aesthetically pleasing thing ever, like you're, it just like makes it so opposite of sexy every single day of every single like waking hour of the day.
Yeah, this is exposure therapy, like desensitization 101.
Yes. Yes. And like, you're going to start associating just like all the negative things and like being annoyed when you see the penis.
He's going to Pavlov her in a bad way.
Yes, he's Pavloving her in a bad way. That's exactly what it is.
Oh. Yeah.
He's really shooting himself in the foot here.
He kind of is, cuz
This is insane. Also, I'm dead that this is Winnie the Poohing. This is not entirely where I thought this was going, but this is better.
Where did you think it was going?
I kind of thought that it was going to be, like, going around, like, him, like, bumbling around, like, talking like Winnie the Pooh. Like, I didn't realize it was going to be, like, a crop top and just, like, dick out.
This is the brave. Yeah, the braveness here, like, the oil thing. I've literally burned myself with oil, like, had it just, like, go on clothes. Oh,
like, or, like, my hand, whatever, when it pops out of the pan. Also, like, that's karma right there. That should have been the sign for you to put some fucking pants on.
Yeah.
Just boxers. Anything.
Well, what if you have to get up during your Zoom meeting? Like, granted, you can shut the camera off, whatever, but...
Or, like, I think about how I'm FaceTiming with my friends all the time. Like, you know, when someone will just FaceTime me, like, out of the blue to, like, ask a question or something. Yeah. And it's, like, then your boyfriend and his floppy-ass dick walks by in the background. Like, that's just... No.
I have a really hard time. Like, I can't sleep naked. I know there's a lot of people that love to sleep naked. And I cannot. Like, my thought is, like, what if there's a fire in the middle of the night? Like, what if I have to escape? What if someone breaks in?
Yes.
And so, like, I love sleeping in just a big t-shirt and, like,
same
underwear. But, like, I have to have something. I cannot sleep naked. And so, like, for this dude, like, I can't even imagine. This can't even be comfortable.
It can't even be comfortable. Also, like, you know that guys just, like, shake their dick off after they pee, and, like, there's always, like, a little bit there. So it's, like, it just, like, he's just, like, what, dribbling pee all over the house? And then, like, you know that guys that have hairy asses, like, unless you are really putting in the maintenance and the time to, like, keep that butt pristine, like, you just know that, like, it is not in good shape down there.
No.
You just know.
I watched a comedy special by Daniel Sloss, and he talks about how, like, if you have hair on your asshole...
Yes.
Doesn't matter how much you wipe, like, you're still gonna be pooping your hair.
Yeah, yeah, always.
And I always think about that, like, with butt hair now. I'm just like, everyone just needs to, like, shave,
unless you're, like, laser. Out here, yeah, lasering and bleaching and, like, butt, what you like the sanitary, like, wipes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, love a sanitary wipe. And I'm Asian, so I have, like, no hair on my butthole. But, like, if, unless they wanna get on that level, put your pants on.
Oh, I know, especially if they have a white couch or white furniture.
Oh my God, I'm thinking about, like, yeah, I have a white couch. And, like, imagine. Also, I just can't imagine, like, imagine you're eating popcorn and then, like, just, like, popcorn crumbs all over your dick. Like, there's just so many scenarios where this does your face out. There's just so many scenarios where this doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't seem convenient. It seems like, also, like, when you think of, like, a dude even being a little bit hot and, like, your dick and ball situation getting sweaty and then all that also touching things, that makes you want to die.
What about when he farts? We all have poop particles that
come out.
That fluff out of our butts when we fart.
Right, so like, he's fluffing poop particles out.
Yeah. I don't like this at all.
This is, like, the least sexy thing I've ever heard in my entire life. He's literally Pavloving her into hating his dick.
Yeah.
What do the people say?
Not the asshole. Is he being funny? No. Clever? No. Respecting your boundaries and comfort? Absolutely not. Is there any good reason he shouldn't stop immediately? No. Do I admire his unwavering commitment to the stupidest bit of all time? Undeniably.
A dude wrote that for sure.
Yeah. To be honest, Winnie the Poohing is a pretty hilarious term for this. But yeah, after the second day, I would just not want his naked asshole on the shared furniture.
Yeah.
Every single day. OP, not the asshole. This is unsanitary.
100%. 100%. I wouldn't even want a naked asshole in the kitchen when I was cooking food.
No.
Like, even without it making contact.
Especially,
like,
him bending over. Like, oh, babe, can you grab me that pot?
Just ass up. Oh, my God. Yeah, I hate this so much. I will say, Winnie the Poohing is the single-handedly best term that I've ever heard.
So someone comments and they go, I've always called it Donald Ducking.
He does only have a top on.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I think I prefer the poo.
I prefer, yeah, for the poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other good comments?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Donald Duck feels, because also he had a hat, and then he's also got, like, a big tail and stuff too. So it's like, it makes sense. Like, how would Donald Duck wear pants? Like, it'd be, like, controversial.
It would be. He'd have to have a little hole for his tail.
Right, right.
Someone goes, I don't know why Donald Ducking is worse than walking around totally nude, but it is.
True, true.
Yeah, no updates on this one. And doesn't look like there's any comments from OP either.
If your boyfriend would rather walk around poop particles and dick out and all, and, like, lose his girlfriend over just putting pants on, that is not a relationship you want to be in.
No, that's That's sending a loud message for your future.
Loud message for your future. And also, like, if that's the thing that you want to be stubborn on and you're that stubborn, like, imagine the normal things that he's stubborn on.
I can't even imagine.
Right.
If that's the hill he's willing to die on.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It ain't it.
Also, like, if, imagine, like, that was happening and you have kids around. You would have a whole flock of children Winnie the Poohing if that's how they grew up.
Yeah, he needs to go to, like, a nude colony.
Yes, that's where he belongs.
I think he would fit in well there.
Yeah, you're so right.
Nude colonist.
You're so right.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for you.
Oh, my God, those were amazing.
Thank you so much.
Did not disappoint.
On. Plug your socials. Where can everyone find you?
So I am Lore DIY on all socials, Craftopia on HBO Max and Crave in Canada, and then Wild Till 9 everywhere you can find podcasts.
Yeah, podcast is so funny. You and your boyfriend. The episodes I listened to, I was like, oh, my gosh, the dynamic is just so fun here. And your TikToks are hilarious, too. So I'll be sure to post Lauren's links in all of the descriptions for YouTube, podcast. But until next time, guys, bye.
Bye.
Special thanks to this week's partners. I'll be sure to put all of the links in the description for this episode. Be sure to check them out. Thanks, guys.